Well, hey, St. John, this is Pastor Adam. And before we get you into the interview today, I sat down with my wife, Rachel, and with Rebecca Roden, who serves as our assistant to the preschool director. And they both have the background of being trained Lutheran school teachers. They've gone through our Concordias. They've gotten something known as a Lutheran teacher diploma. We'll talk about that in the interview. But the reason why I want to sit down with them is just to get their vantage point of just why teach in a Lutheran school and just some of their experiences, the challenges that come with teaching in a Lutheran school, but also the blessings and joys. And you'll hear throughout our conversation just how much sharing the love of Christ really energizes both of them. Yeah, hope you enjoy the interview. Hey, St. John, this is Pastor Adam, and I am joining you today with a couple of guests today. We're going to talk over some of the Lutheran school question and motion that's been put before the congregation. And the guests I have with me today are, first we have Rebecca Roden.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we also have Rachel, my wife.
Hi, everyone.
All right. And the reason why we're sitting down with Rebecca and with Rachel is they are, what do you want to say, is it former Lutheran school teachers or just Lutheran school teachers who have stepped back from the classroom for a time? Or what should I say?
I think either of those is appropriate.
Right. Still proponents of Lutheran schools, but not currently teaching in them.
Right.
But helping with them.
Yeah. And you guys have been through training through our Concordias. Rachel, you went to Concordia Ann Arbor. And Rebecca, which Concordia did you go to?
I went to Chicago.
Concordia Chicago. Okay. So, yeah, you're on Deaconess Dahlia's team then. Okay. So why don't we go ahead and just get into a conversation today about Lutheran schools and your perspective as Lutheran school teachers. And maybe just to take a moment, introduce yourself, maybe just to share a little bit of, you know, your experience of teaching in a Lutheran school.
So, yeah, this is Rachel. So I did not attend Lutheran schools growing up. I lived both in West Virginia and in Pennsylvania, and they just really didn't have Lutheran schools nearby. So my parents found some other private schools for us. But I did go to Concordia Ann Arbor, as mentioned, and so that was really my first big Lutheran experience, and was just an amazing one. And I did decide to get my Lutheran teaching diploma. I've taught at two Lutheran schools, one in St. Peter's, Missouri, and then also here at St. John's in Marysville, and then stepped back from the classroom when we had our children. But I've been serving as the auxiliary aide at St. John's Marysville for, I think this is starting my fifth year, anyway. But that's been really neat to still be a part of the Lutheran school there, just in a more supplemental way.
I actually didn't go to Lutheran schools or private schools at all until my college experience at River Forest, Chicago now. So when I started at Concordia, I decided I would just do my 2 years of, you know, get my 2 years of Lutheran teaching in and then go into the public sector, because I figured I could just teach about God and Jesus, you know, witnessing in that way. It wasn't until I did some outreach work in inner city Chicago that I decided I can't not talk about Jesus. And this is what I definitely need to do. So I graduated in 2003. I had my first call in South Florida teaching third grade. And then I taught there for 5 years and had my second call in Nashville teaching first grade. I stopped teaching when I had our children, but I've worked in creating a Mother's Day Out program in Nashville. And also I'm currently working in the preschool as the assistant to Bonnie.
And so you've all had, you know, experience in different ways with Lutheran schools. I like kind of the discernment of, should I teach in this, should I not? And you have ended up on a committee here, the Exploratory School Committee. We were a subcommittee of the Executive Council. And so we've kind of finished up our work and making our recommendation to the council, and the council's made its motion to the congregation. And I guess maybe looking back on that effort and work, why be involved in that committee's work?
For me, it was just really exciting at first to just see, okay, like what is the potential here? Just kind of knowing what I know about St. John here, and just the people and the commitment and the environment, and just knowing that this potential opportunity, just wanted to explore and see more. Having seen what Lutheran schools are like, not only teaching in them on pastor's vicarage. We also were part of a Lutheran school, but just the amazing atmosphere that I've seen with them. Just was curious as, oh, is this something that could possibly happen here? And wanted to help be a part of the work to kind of explore that.
I agree. I think that it's important to have Christ in our schools, and I think that it's something that our world is needing. And so having God in the classroom is very important. And I think that this is a perfect opportunity for us as a school, as a preschool, to just continue on with the lower elementaries and see where that goes.
So I think one thing that's been a challenge with us as a committee, we've had other folks on the committee as well from different backgrounds, and sometimes we'll drop different Lutheran vocab and jargon. And we've already mentioned you guys are Lutheran school teachers. You got your LTD was already mentioned. And what does that mean?
Your Lutheran teacher diploma is a calling from God that you can now teach in a Christian Lutheran school. We took extra courses in college. We took extra religion courses and teaching the faith courses and things like that. And
yeah, student taught in a Lutheran school.
So Lutheran teacher diploma refers to more training that you would have at our Concordias, because you can go to one of our Concordias and study to be a teacher in the state, in whatever state that resides in, right?
Absolutely. I had some friends that just went straight into public school teaching.
But a Lutheran teacher diploma, there's what, extra religion classes and, you know, Old Testament and New Testament and doctrine and just how do we teach the faith? And part of it is you end up as a quote-unquote official church worker in our church body, which means you can be called, which is a little bit different than hired. And I don't know if I want to get into all the peculiarities of that, but even within a Lutheran school, do the teachers have to be LTD? Do they have to have that Lutheran teacher diploma?
No, they do not.
Nope, they don't. And I'm trying to think, because like currently, Rebecca, you're actually called here to serve as, what's the title again?
The assistant director of the preschool.
Yeah, the assistant director of the preschool. And yet, we can also have teachers and directors who are not with an LTD training. And so that's something that Lutheran schools try to figure out is, you know, just how do we put together the best stuff that we can. And can it be a Lutheran teacher diploma? Does it have to be or not? Rather, just how can we best share Christ in this situation? And so having that background and training is helpful, but it's not certainly a requirement with a Lutheran school. Now, one thing that's peculiar, we've already mentioned some about Lutheran schools, is the teaching of religion. You know, it's just everything is imbued with Christ, you know, from math to reading and out and out religion classes. Tell me a little bit, what's it like teaching religion in the classroom?
Well, for me, it was just my favorite part of Lutheran teaching. I think it's the part that I miss the most, although I do still get to obviously share the faith in several ways. But, you know, there's just students from all kinds of backgrounds, at least at the Lutheran schools that I taught. And, you know, some of them had been, you know, raised in the Lutheran faith, but many had not. And so for some, they were hearing some of these stories for the first time. And that was really, really exciting. I even had just the like amazing blessing of, I think it was four different students over my teaching career that were baptized. And I got to be there for that. And it was just really, really neat. Because it impacts not only the students, but, you know, their families too. So I got to just have a lot of conversations with some of the parents and grandparents that, you know, were just hearing some of these things for either in the first time or just in a new way, or really saw, you know, the Holy Spirit working in some really amazing ways. So, yeah, just religion class at a Lutheran school is... it's pretty phenomenal.
It's just so cool to see the Spirit working through, you know, through our schools in this way to bring children and families into the faith itself.
Well, and to piggyback on that, I think that, you know, in way back in the day, Lutheran schools were started as a way to educate the members of the church. You know, they were mainly for the church body, and they had children, and so why not start a school? Because that's perfect. Now it's, in my experience anyway, in Florida and in Nashville, many of the students did not attend church. I had a student whose dad was actually an atheist, and just being able to witness to that family and witness to other families in the area that they didn't have a church home or, you know, one student didn't know who this Jesus guy was. And so he came to our school around Easter, and he was only there for a few months, had a really hard life leading up to his third grade experience with us. And it was just incredible to see the change that took place in his attitude, and, you know, just being able to witness to that family, like you were saying, being able to pray with the kids and being able to just share faith with the families is really important.
Yeah, and even in our preschool, I mean, there's a handful of folks who are members of the congregation or from other Lutheran congregations in the community, but, you know, by and large, our schools today are filled with children who either come from a different Christian denomination or just an out-and-out, a non-churched background, and just, it's every day we get to share Christ with people who have not heard Christ, and that's just so cool to kind of have that morphing of focus that's not just primarily educating our children, but it's also, schools are our mission outposts. Absolutely.
I'll just throw, I mean, Rebecca mentioned this, but I just, with the praying with the families too, I remember just several parent teacher conferences, I would always open them, you know, with prayer, and sometimes, you know, parents are coming in and there's, you know, some nerves involved. They might have some difficult things to talk about, but it was just so comforting both to me and I think to those parents as well, to know that, I mean, yes, like, you know, we're putting in the work, but also God is working in everything that we're doing with these students. And we would just always pray about, you know, their faith and so many things outside of the academics as well. So just wanted to add that.
While we've talked a lot about, you know, religion classes and sharing Christ and just having, you know, everything we do is flowing from Christ, you're also teachers. You have expectations. There's state regulations. There's curriculum. There are math problems to solve and poems and to learn and rhyme schemes and all these things. What was the academics like? You know, what were the expectations for you as teachers in the classroom?
You know, I can't say that I have taught in public schools, but just from what I know about school in general, it seems like it's pretty rigorous in the Lutheran schools. I was able to serve on some committees in St. Louis developing some curriculum maps for the schools there to be using in both language arts and math, and it was there was a lot expected there. Even now, just in my role, I help with selecting curriculum for St. John's Marysville, and it's challenging, and of course there's differentiation and whatnot for all kinds of different skills, but there's just definitely a standard of excellence that is expected, and I think that most people are looking for in Lutheran schools.
When I taught, we had to turn in our lesson plans every week, and the lesson plans actually had a spot where you had to fill in the state standard that you were meeting. So it's not just come to your Lutheran school and the teacher's going to just teach whatever they feel like that day. We had the curriculum and it aligned with the state standards, and we even had to say how it aligned and in what way, and we had to meet all those standards throughout our day. My mother-in-law was a public school teacher, and she would just be amazed at the lessons that I was able to teach as opposed to the lessons that she had to teach, because while I could meet those state standards, I could do it in a way that I felt was the best, and I didn't have to go on and prepare for a test or, you know, in some of those ways that the public school teachers, they have flexibility, but they don't have as much flexibility as you would think that they should.
Yeah. And that's even just been my experience as a student. I've been in Lutheran schools pretty much all my life. From 4-year-old preschool on, I've been in all my schooling's been through some sort of Lutheran institution, and just regularly with the rigor of the curriculum, the testing results, you know, this is just something that Lutheran schools excel in, these things, and it starts especially with the teachers, and I'm so grateful for my teachers that have formed me, and I just recall that just in terms of my education itself.
Can I add to that? I think that the class sizes will also play a role in that too. It's, you know, not always, but often that Lutheran schools will be able to have smaller class sizes. And in that case, then the teachers can really be teaching a lot more to the individual student instead of just kind of trying to corral, you know, a mass number of students. And so I had several experiences with students that just really needed some extra one-on-one attention. And I was able to do that a lot more easily in the Lutheran school environment with the smaller class sizes.
Yeah, absolutely. That can be a common reason my parents are looking for a Lutheran school, even in a community with really strong schools and academics, is just to have that more one-on-one attention that comes with a smaller class.
I was teaching in Nashville, and we had 12 students in my first grade class. And one of the reasons we had excellent public school systems in the area, and one of the reasons that a family came to us is they adopted 3 children from Russia 2 months ago, and they didn't speak any English. And so they wanted a small class size for their children, and she ended up being one of my hardest experiences, but one of my most favorite students, because I got to spend that one-on-one time with her that other, you know, larger school classrooms maybe wouldn't have been able to. And she taught me some things too, so that was fun.
Yeah, and that maybe leads me to my next question. You shared just the challenge of, you know, some teaching some students, but also the joy that comes from it. What are just maybe challenges more broadly with teaching in Lutheran schools?
I think, sometimes with it being a Lutheran school, you don't always have all of the maybe support in place that public schools do. You know, I know I wore a couple different hats with, like, I coached basketball or helped the spelling bees when we were in Missouri or some of those extra things. But even though that was a challenge time-wise, it was also just a blessing to get to spend more time with sometimes students of different grades or families that I wouldn't maybe have connected with as much otherwise. But I think that would be one aspect for me that sometimes can be more of a challenge than more is expected of the staff.
I agree. If you know me, you would know that my role as an assistant coach in basketball would be ridiculous. But I was an assistant coach in basketball 1 year because there was a need and I was asked, and I did it to the best of my abilities. But it just stretches you as a teacher to do different roles and to have wear different hats. But I think that's a blessing as well because, you know, I wouldn't have gotten to know those middle school students had I not.
Yeah. So just sometimes the resource is not always there and just kind of having to cover in unique ways. And something I always kind of appreciated was just from my standpoint as a student going through just the camaraderie and teamwork that comes with the staff, that everyone is there for the same mission of educating the child, of raising the child, but especially forming the child in Christ. And it's just so cool to see that happen. And it was also fun to see, I know this, time and whatnot, but it was also nice to have, like, your teachers as coaches, your teachers doing these additional clubs and whatnot. And it's nice to have that time outside of the classroom itself. And that maybe reminds me of something else that's also really neat is part of teaching in a Lutheran school is on Sundays, then you're often worshiping with your students and you actually get to see your students outside the classroom. And it may be more so the shock of your students seeing the teachers outside the classroom. Cause I think kids often think their teachers they just live at school, right? They don't have homes and lives outside of school, but you get to be together in the worship service and commune together and sing together. And maybe tell me a little bit about what that's like.
Well, I was just thinking most recently, a couple days ago on Sunday, we're worshiping and Nathaniel got to see his kindergarten teacher, Miss Brown, and just ran over and, gave her the biggest hug, and they got to talk about his birthday. And it's just...
Yeah, I was talking to Miss Brown and she stopped talking to me so she could hug Nathaniel. I was like, come on.
But that's just so neat. And I just really, love that for our kids that they get to see their teachers, in worship too. And she was also sharing, that she was baptized in the historic sanctuary to the whole class and everything. And it's just it's such a neat connection there.
Well, I'm trying to think of this. What else to highlight here?
Go ahead. I was just going to, just in general to St. John, I think this is, such a big moment for our congregation. And just kind of reading through the letter, I really paused quite a bit at the paragraph that was just talking about how everything that Lutheran School is doing is flowing from sharing the gospel and from the identity as a baptized child. And it just really stuck with me. And, and obviously there are several cons and several pros, but I just really praying for our congregation in this process is, deliberating, because I just, I think the monumental opportunity that we have here is a really special one. And I'm thankful that we're just in the position to even get to vote and make this decision. So thankful for the work of the Exploratory School Committee and for EC giving us this opportunity to explore, and just a lot of prayer for our congregation at this point.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to close out with.
I think we need to interview you at some point in your Lutheran school.
Tell us about your Lutheran school experience,
Pastor. My Lutheran school experience, yeah. School of 500 kids, two classes per grade.
That was similar to my first call at Trinity. We had two double graded all throughout, and it was neat.
I'm sometimes jealous of that you got to go to Lutheran schools your whole life. And we just had some friends this weekend come that you've been friends with literally since fifth grade or earlier, or, mm-hmm. Through the Lutheran schools. And that's just, it's really neat, who are now, godparents to our children. And it's just such a blessing, I think, for us.
Rebecca, Rachel, I want to thank you both for sitting down and chatting for a little bit. And I'm sure you guys would be glad to chat with anyone in the congregation about just your experience as Lutheran school teachers and just kind of having that vantage point perspective. I think it's just really helpful in this deliberation about this motion to hire a school planter / principal with, looking towards an elementary school. And I think a good way to close is just a reminder to everyone to keep this whole process in prayer, and that we're the congregation of St. John, no matter how the vote turns out, but to look forward together in this opportunity to serve our Lord, however he's guiding us, whether towards a school or maybe some other endeavor we have yet to find out. And so thanks again for sitting down with me and chatting, and anything else before we close out?
I don't think so. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This has been fun.
All right. You guys have a good day.